Native Americans are disproportionately more likely to be in jail, and as a result, they're more likely to die in Northwest jails. That's one of the findings of our ongoing series on jail deaths, Booked and Buried. Generational trauma and discrimination put Native Americans more at risk for incarceration and suicide. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins brings us the story of a Northwest tribal member whose daughter died in the Whatcom County, Washington jail. A warning, this story contains a description of suicide.
In her home on the Lummi Reservation near Bellingham, Vicki Jefferson shows off photos of her daughter.
This picture here is Shannon and her daughter, Jayla.
Another photo shows Shannon with two of her sons. The boys are nestled up against her.
Her spirit is still around. Beautiful spirit.
Jefferson says her daughter was a loving mother and a generous soul. One example, she'd cook and clean for her tribal elders. But she also struggled with depression and addiction. She was in and out of jail. She lost her children to the state. And then in February of 2014, she was arrested for failing to appear in court. 12 days later, Shannon hanged herself in an isolation cell in the Whatcom County Jail. The mother of six was 36 years old.
Even though it's been 5 years, it's really hard for me. Because I have to watch her children grow up without a mother.
Shannon Jefferson was among at least 14 Native Americans who died in Washington and Oregon county jails over the past decade. Our analysis shows Native Americans accounted for more than 4.5% of jail deaths, even though they're less than 2% of the population in Washington and Oregon. More than a third of those deaths were suicides. According to the Centers for Disease Control, American Indians and Alaska Natives have the highest suicide rate of any racial or ethnic group in the U.S. Jail only heightens that risk.
I'll be very frank here. This is an issue of race.
Margaret Severson is a professor of social work at the University of Kansas who has studied American Indian suicides in jail.
We have not been successful in figuring out what it takes to help Native American people, if they're going to be incarcerated, and maybe a lot of them should not be, what do we need to serve up to help support their living through that incarceration?
Severson says ideally jails would adopt culturally sensitive policies and procedures that would include designing health and suicide risk screenings with cultural backgrounds in mind. Attorney Ryan Dreviscrat would also like to see that happen, but he says,
right now, we're just not getting the basic care that's needed.
He represents Vicki Jefferson in a lawsuit against Whatcom County over her daughter's death. Dreviscrat says first jails need to ensure the general health and welfare of inmates is being met. He offers an example.
So we're talking about something as basic as before you house someone in isolation, you have them seen by a mental health professional to determine whether or not that's a safe place for them.
Dreviscrat says that didn't happen in Shannon Jefferson's case, just one of several failures he says contributed to her death. In court filings, the chief deputy of the Whatcom jail, Wendy Jones, said there was no indication that Jefferson might be suicidal. In an interview, Jones said she couldn't speak to the case because of the pending lawsuit, but she did say as Whatcom County has become more diverse, her staff has become more culturally aware.
It's taken some old habits that people had or some older understandings that people had and say, we need to relook at this because there are other aspects we need to consider.
Jones says Latinos, followed by Native Americans, comprise the largest minority populations in her jail, and while deaths are rare, they do happen. In fact, 3 years after Shannon Jefferson died by suicide, her cousin, Paula Jefferson, also died in the Whatcom jail of apparent methadone intoxication. Paula Jefferson's family did not wish to speak for this story. For Vicki Jefferson, life changed forever after the death of her daughter. She's now caring for four of her grandchildren.
There are many times I wanted to give up, but I didn't. I knew I had beautiful children to take care of.
Jefferson recently agreed to settle her lawsuit against Whatcom County. She says she doesn't want any other family to go through what she did. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
The story was part of our ongoing series, Booked and Buried. Oregon Public Broadcasting, KUOW, and the Northwest News Network contributed reporting to this project.